Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Nun Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. Today we learn about the din of Chatos Chitzoyna. That's the Sugana on Amud Aleph and the Sugana on Beis. We learn about the din of Ayla. Let's first start with Chatos. It says in the Mishnah that Chatos is Nechal Ar Chatzos. So why is it Nechal Ar Chatzos? It says Rashi that If you eat them after it becomes morning, you'll be chayv karis. So therefore we say already from Chatzos you shouldn't eat it, k'dei l'harchek es adam min ha'avira. Rashi's magdish here, the Isser Kuris. So the Chari, Rashi's l'shitase, Rashi in the min of brachas, of Beis Amud Aleph, the first daf in Shas. Rashi says there that the din, that it's ad Chatzos, is only by korbanos ha'ne'echolim. By things that by an oila, that you have to be makdir it, the kol ha'layla, so there Rashi says there's no din of till Chatzos. The only day that said the din of Chatzos by Karbanos and Necholim, you shouldn't come to eat Noiser. And by Kriyas Shema. The Kriyas Shema there, it's also Mavur that it's only till Chatzos. The Tzlach says, because Kriyas Shema, either because it's more Chomor, because it has in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, or because of Chashash, that because of Achila and Shtiyah, that a person won't say it, will forget to say Kriyas Shema. So there are more Machmir on Kriyas Shema, and on Achila's Kodshim. But Haktoras Emurim, and a vorm of an oila, which also is kasha kol alayla. There they did not give the chumrah until chatzos. And the difference between achilas kachim and akhtar teimurim is because achilas kachim has kareis, like Rashi says by us. That's what we're here in the lashon of Rashi. Another point here in the Gemara brings how do we do this rik of the dam of chatzos? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One mandamar says you put ama eilach v'ama eilach. But even on the whole Amma, you don't have to be dafka on the corner. The other Mantamar says you need dafka the corner. So the Mara is mavur that the Machoik is only Aliba de Rebbe. If you're below the Rebbe Shimon, it says you need to put it on the Karen Mamish. So then for sure, anywhere on the Karen is called the Karen. According to Rebbe, that says that you put it on the whole four Ammas, and on anywhere in the Bereshit Shal Mizbeach, is the upper half of the Mizbeach, you can put it. So then there's machlokes. Is that itself good enough? And then also ama elach v'ama elach, whole thing is called keren. Or do we say that no, because you're not putting it on the keren mamish, so the only thing that makes it a keren because you put it on the chud. So the Gemara brings a raya that you need to put it on the chud. So the Gemara answer is that mitzvah b'chuda yovin ama elach v'ama elach less one ba. Everyone agrees that l'chatchila you should put it l'chatchila on the chud, on the corner, but according to one man, the Omar, it's also b'diavad. It's okay if you put it amo ilach v'amo ilach. It's also called keren. So the Chavetz Chaim points out that we see the Rebbe that the Rebbe holds that the whole four amas is called keren, and yet lechatchila the you get it to the mamish the keren, the mamish the corner is the best way of being kind the din of keren. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's not muchach, but it's mistaver. But also, if you put it on the keren mamish, I know the top am of the mizbeach. The part that juts out, the top of the mizbeach, it's also mistaver that you should need lechatchila to put it on the chud, because if you Rebbe lechayr, there's no nafkamina between the top, that top amma which we call the keren, and the whole top four ammas, all of them are the din of keren, b'diyeved, and yet lechatchila you need to put it on the chud. So that din of lechatchila putting it on the chud is lechayr not only when you put on the four ammas anywhere in the four ammas, also if you put it even on the keren mamish. Still, lechatchila, you put it on the chur. That says the Chavetz Chaim is mistaver to say that. And mainly goes a step weiter, the Chavetz Chaim. And he says that, who I didn't fear, but Lazar Reb Shimon, that holds that you put it on the Karen Mamish, you always put it on the Karen. And the Gemara says that, lefi him, everyone agrees you could put it amo ilach v'amo ilach. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's still mistaver that you need that lechatchila, you should put it on the chur Mamish. Because the best way of being Mekayim, the inyan of keren is mamish the chud, that the spitz, the corner, that's the mamish the corner is the best way of being the kind of din of keren. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if that's correct, it's Miyusha, the question of Taisa and Daf Tzadi Beis and Mebeis. Gemara there mentions different chumras that you have by Chatos. That Chatos needs Keren and also needs Chud. So Taisa says that these are really two man the Omrim. Lefi Rebbe, you need Chud. And Lefi Belazar Reb Shimon, you need Keren. So how can the Gemara say you need Keren and Chud? There's no such man the Omrim that you need both of these things. So he says, in a chanami, the Gemara means either keren or chud. Each one, the chata says it has a chumra, just machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, which one is the chumra? That's how Taisus learns the Gemara there. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that lafi his mahalach, it's mirsha the question of Taisus. Because no, the Gemara there is going lafi Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. It holds that you need keren. And not only do you need keren, you also need chud. The chatchila, you need to put it on the chud. That'd be a geshmaka way to learn the Gemara there. And the Chofetz Chaim Bemis is medayik this way from Rashi and Afyurim and Biz and the Rambam that l'chatchila everyone holds that even when you put on the keren mamish l'chatchila you should put it on the chud. That's the chara comes out of machlekes from Rashi and Tesis. Is there l'chatchila a din of chud when you put it on the keren? And we have another machlekes Rashi and Tesis in this inyan of putting the dam of the chatas. Rashi says by us in Devar Yamaschol. The Ramatzul Mar Sovar, Kiyechi the Keren Havi Amal Amo Av Kol Shetacht of Kenegdoi Havi Keren. Rashi says that the whole thing, the Lefi Mandor, you could always put Am Eloch Am Eloch, because the whole thing is called the Keren, and the whole Amo that the whole Indian of the on the Keren itself, the core on the Keren of the Mizbeach, so the Kronos, the whole Am Eloch is called Keren. And who had the Lefidus Mandam when you go down the whole way, always still Am Eilach, Am Eilach, that's all a Kiyum of Keren. Because it's like a continuation of that building. There's a binion of the Keren which juts out in Am Eilach, Am Eilach. The whole thing is called a Keren. And as you go down the whole way, it's in a continuation of the Keren. So Am Eilach, Am Eilach is always called Keren. So Rashi learns, Pshat in the Gemara here, that the inyan of Am Eilach, Am Eilach is that itself is a Kiyum of Keren. That's what we're in Rashi. However, Taisa says a different Pshat in our Gemara. Not a taste by us, it's a taste later on in Daf Samechayim and Aleph. From taste there, it's clear that taste learned our Gemara differently. It says there in the Gemara that you have to bring an Oyles Oif on the top half of the Mizbeach, because you need it in the Mokom of Akhtara, Umolak the Hiktir. So the Malika has to be in the Mokom that's kosher for Akhtara. And also Mitu is in the same place, Umolak the Hiktir, Venim Sadamai, that Akhtara and Malika and Mitu are all in the same place, and they need to be done in the Mokom of Akhtara. It says that you stand on the Seiviv and you do Malika there and Mitzui. And if you do it, if you bend down and you do the Mitzui and Amma underneath where you are, it's also kosher. You don't need to do it next to you. Also underneath, an Amma underneath is also kosher. So Tais is bothered that Mokum is not, you can't do Akhtar over there. And when you do it on top of the Seiviv, so the Seiviv you could do Akhtar. If you do it underneath your feet, Amma Achas, so it's not kosher for Akhtar. So why is it okay to do mitzvah there? Taisa says it's okay. As long as it's within an amma of the Mokom Akhtara, that's also called like a Mokom Akhtara. The bottom Taisa in Samachayim and Aleph. Taisa says, Ki heichi delegabi dam, choshev somach lekeren amma achas. Just like we find that legabi dam chatos. The mitzvah is to do it on the keren. Yet you can do it amma ilach va amma ilach. What's pshat? Pshat is that an amma next to the keren is also called keren. As long as it's samuchla, as long as it's within proximity of an amma to the right place, that's also enough connected to the right place to be good enough. So that's what we find that legabe dam chatos, that an amma away from the keren is also called keren. Who had been legabe makom aktora, an amma away from makom aktora is also called makom aktora. That's Taisus there. Clear from Taisus that Taisus learned different pshat in our Gemara. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that the whole amma ilach v'amma ilach is the keren. Taisa learned no. Taisa learned that to be side, the chud is the keren. Just when am eilach is somoch to the mokum of the keren, so that's also good enough. That's how Taisa learned the Indian bias. So Taisa is clearly going in Rebbe. In Madhavi that holds that the fi Rebbe, you can do am eilach v'am eilach. Because the fi Rebbe that you when you're not doing it on the keren itself, so the whole kim of keren is called the chud. So when you do Amo Eilach v'Amo Eilach, that works me din Samuch. Hashem in the fear of Elazar Reb Shimon. So if out of there, the Indians put on the keren. The Keren is that building, that amma that juts out on top of the Mizbeach. So the whole thing is called the Keren. But the Firebi, that was the whole Machlekes Leyas. The Firebi, when you do it not on there, so the whole Kim of Keren is in Chut. So what's the Machlekes? What's the Pshat in the Mando Amar that holds you can put it amma Eilach v'amma Eilach? He holds because an amma Samachle is also like putting it on the Chut itself. That's a Tayyaz explained the Mando Amar that it works amma Eilach v'amma Eilach. Rashi explained differently that the Mando Amar that holds amma Eilach v'amma Eilach holds that the whole thing all the way down is called the Keren. Machlekes Rashi Tayyaz had to learn our Gemara. Says the Minchas Avram, Dafyur, that Lefiz, we could say that we have two machlekes in Rashi and Tesis, that very Gishmak, they go Lashitasa. We have one machlekes Rashi and Tesis, but here is the whole Amma Eilach called Keren or not? Rashi holds that it's called Keren. Tesis holds it's not called Keren. And we have another machlekes Rashi and Tesis, is there a mitzvah lechatchila to put in the chud? Tesis holds that when you're putting it on the Keren itself, there's no way you need to put on the chud. Only by us, when you put it Amo Eilach v'Amo Eilach, is there any need to put Lechatchila on the Chut. And Rashi holds always is the need to put Lechatchila on the Chut. So what's the Pshat? The Lefi Taisus, the Indian of Keren, there are two ways to do Keren. Lefi Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Keren always means the building on top of the Mizbeach. And Lefi Rebbe, Keren means the Chut. Those are the two things of Keren. Yet there's one man to Omer that holds that you could put it Lefi Rebbe and Amo Eilach v'Amo Eilach, because that's close enough to the Keren, that's so b'diyevet is also kim of Keren. So that when the Gemara says by us that lechatchila mitzvah b'chud, the avi oved am eilach v'am eilach less on bar, lefitayis, it's poshut why lechatchila there's a mitzvah b'chud. Because only that is called Keren. Lefi Rebbe, when you put am eilach v'am eilach, it's not called a Keren. Even though we're machshir putting am eilach v'am eilach, it's within samuch lekeren ki Keren. But it's not Keren. So lechatchila, you need the Keren mamish. If you put it somach to the Keren, so you're also, it's also kosher b'diyevet. That's a pshat in the Gemara by us. Same again, it's poshut, that the whole time that we find the din of lechatchila is only when you do amma eilach v'amma eilach, because that's not really Keren. So then lechatchila put in the chud. But if you're putting it on the Keren itself, the building on top of them is, the amma that drops out on top of them is beach. So the whole thing is called Keren. Why should we say that lechatchila mitzvah b'chud? What's the inyan? You're already putting on the Keren mamish. That's what Tay says in Daf Tzadi Beis. And if you're putting it on the Keren, there's no inyan also of Chud. Keren and Chud, they don't work together. It's either Keren or Chud. However, according to Rashi, everywhere you put it, it's always called the Kiyum of Keren. Even when you put Am Eilach V'Am Eilach, Rashi holds it's the Kiyum of Keren. And yet the Gemara says that Lechatchila Mitzvah B'Chud. See in Rashi, there's the Keren and then there's the Spitz Keren. The Spitz Keren is the Chud. But even when you're putting on the Keren, see the best way to put it on the Keren is the Chud. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. In Cain, it's mistaver that this din should only apply when you put Am Eilach V'Am Eilach lower down in the Mizbeach. Even if you put on the top Am of the Mizbeach, the thing that juts out on top of the Mizbeach, you can put Am Eilach V'Am Eilach because it's called Keren. But the best way to do Keren is the Chud. So that's always, you always have the Indian of Lechatchila Mitzvah B'Chud. That's the Shad Machlekes Rashi Taisis. Very Gishmak L'Shitasim, how they learn the Sugya. Another point here that the Zevach Teuda brings up, very interesting Shaila, that when normally when you put on a chatas, if the Mad Amar, you always put on the chud, so you put on the four corners, mamish. But according to the Mad Amar, that you can put amo eilach v'amo eilach. So can you put, do you need to put on four different ruchais, four different directions? Meaning, let's say you first get to the Keren, Mizrachis Dreimis. So now you can put either an amo eilach v'amo eilach. You decided to put on the side Mizrach. You got to the Dreimis Mizrachis, you put in the Mizrach side. Now you continue on and you get to the Mizrachis Tzvainis. And again you do Amo Eilach V'Amo Eilach. And where do you put? You put again in the Mizrach side. One was on the Mizrach side right next to Dorim, and one was on the Mizrach side right next to Tzofin. Then you continue on your way, and you get to the Keren Tzvainis Maravis. And you put on the Maravis side. And then you continue on your way, you get to the Keren Maravis Dreimis, and you put in the Maravis side. So at the end of the day you put four Matonis, two on the Mizrach and two on the Mairav. Chavetz Chaim is medayik from Rashi and the Rambam, and that's okay. You don't need to put on four different directions. One Dorim, one Mizrach, one Mairav, and one Sofen. No. As long as you put on the Keren, and either Am of the Keren, it's okay, it's a Kiyum. Ask the Chavetz Chaim that by Chatzis HaMiluim it says Sofif. It says you need to put the Dam Sofif. And the Gemara learns later on Amud Beis that the Indian of Saviv means you need to put in all four directions, and that's why by Oila and other Karbanis that need Saviv, they need to be put in all four directions. So it's mana that's coming out of chatos, which says on its soviv, doesn't need this, doesn't need soviv. You could put two in the mizrach and two in the mayrav, or two on the tzofin and two on the dorim. And you also have a kiyum on that. How could it be that an oilo, which is earned out of chatos, needs all four directions, and chatos itself does not need all four directions? That's the horror of the Chafetz Chaim. Efshir, we could say, not a full teret, but efshir, that because l'maisa, it's called the kiyum of keret. When you put on the keret itself, when you put on the four kronis, the four chudim, the four kronis, and avada, that's called saviv. So here also, when you're putting am eilach v'am eilach, that's also called the kiyum of keret. If you rashi, it's keret mamish. If you taisis, it's samach l'keret, it's kikkeret. But it's also called the kiyum of keret. Once you did a zrik on the four kronis, that itself is the kiyum of saviv. Saviv doesn't need four directions. It needs, if you chapped the four corners of the mizbeach, you got all angles of the mizbeach, and that's called saviv. Just like when you put on the chud, we don't say when you put on the chud, when it's called that's a kiyum both of Doraim and of Mizrach, that's a pshat, when you put on the four chudim, you don't need to say that. You put on the four chudim, so you put on the four kronos. That's called getting the mizbeach saviv. So to what then, here, when you're putting it, even if you put two in the Mizrach and two in the Mayrav, but each kiyum, each matan in the Mizrach is getting the corner of the Mizbeach. You got it on one side of it. But by getting it on that side, it's a kiyum of the keren. So you got the four kronis. Getting the four kronis is a kiyum of saviv. By Oila and other, Oila and Shlomim and the rest, there's no din keren. You don't need to put a dafka on the keren. So therefore you need four directions. Only when it's put in four directions is there a kiyum of saviv. But by chatos, where the Torah says kronis, so as long as it's a kiyum of keren, then mamela is called saviv. You got the four kronis. That's how you circled around the mizbeach. And with this you get the kiyum of saviv. Another point here in the Braisa. The Braisa says that your toivo bets boy hayimonis hamiyumenis shabi yamin. So you take your etzba, your right etzba from your right hand, hamiyumenis shabi yamin. What does it mean hamiyumenis shabi yamin? So Rashi says that it's rogil malacha. Yamin means the thing you do your all your work with. You write and you do your work with your yamin. So your index finger is called your etzba hamiyumenis shabi yamin, because that's where you do most things. You need to use a finger, you use that finger. That's Rashi's pshat. The Ravid and Teres Kain is a different pshat. It says just like there's a yamin, which hand is there's a yamin in your two hands. So there's also a yamin in etzbois, that the index finger is called the etzba yamonis. Can you hear what the Ravid means to say? Is that the thumb is not called an etzba? That's called an agudal. That's not, there's a thumb and then there are four fingers. The thumb is disconnected from the rest of the other four fingers. There's an agudal, and then there are four etzbois. So the index finger happens to be the yamin. It's the yamin of your fingers. Just like there's a yamin amongst hands, it's also yamin amongst fingers. So the index finger is dafka, it's a kiyum of yamin. What's lachar more meduyik in the Lashon HaMishnah? It's miyumenes, it's the yamin of the yamin. Of the hand, which is yamin, this is the etzba miyumenes shebi yamin. Chari is enough kamino to come out between Rashi and the Ravid. Is that if you the Ravid, it's chari pashut that it's ma'akev to use dafka this finger, because yamin is ma'akev. Smoil is pasul for avoda. If you use a different finger, so it's like smoil. Smoil is pasul for avoda. But saying in lefir Rashi, that's really called yamin. That's not more right than the rest of the fingers. So just it's a way to refer to this finger because it's one that you do if you normally use it for malacha. But chayil lefi Rashi lematzinu that's ma'akev. It's a dingy to that. So that's pasha. That's the one that you're going to use. Normally you'll use this finger, but it's not ma'akev dafka to use this finger. Lochayir should not be ma'akev. Another point here in how to do the zrik of the dam of the chatos. So it says that you're mechate v'yirid. So the shleim is ma'akev that it's different than the lashon that's used by other zrikas. Normally it says you do hazah or zrika. Here it's your mechate v'yorid. Says the Oilash Shalom, what it means is that you take your finger and you touch the mizbeach, and then you walk and then you push your finger down the side of the mizbeach. It's actually touching the mizbeach. It's like this also later on that the Gemara says on the Sadi Beis and Mabez that the Lashon of the Pasuk of Asher Yaze, Asher Yize Midoma, by Dam Chatzos, Asher Yize Midoma, that's referring to Pnimiyos. Because only by Pnimiyos, there you throw the Dam. Throw the dam, can I get the pareches? Can I get the bein abadim? There's an Indian of throwing the dam. It's not yize. It's noisein. The oldest lashon of the pasuk is yitein. You put it. You take your finger and you touch the mizbeach, and then you go down. There's another right to this from the Gemara in Menachas Daf Chaf Aleph. That's inyan of nesina by damchat ha'achitzenius. Also the Chazon Ish in Yuma also says this, that chatas here needs being pushed down. The Netziv in Ala Torah in Hamik Dover in Parshas Sav Perek Vav Pasuk Yotes says shout in the pasuk there that by chatas hakoyin hamechate yoyso yoychlenu the koyin that zerig the dam eats it, but the way the Torah refers to it is hamechate yoyso. So Rashi says there because he's bringing a chatas, so we call him hamechate. He's the one who's bringing, he makes it into a chatas. That's Rashi's pshat in pasuk. But the Netziv says a different pshat. Then by chatos, it's minisina. It's a different type of matana. Normally, it's a koina zerig as dama. Here, it's a koina machate esa. It's just touching the dam to the mizbeach. That's the lashon of chitui. So we have the oil of shloima and the chazon ish and the netziv all say, telling us that by chatos, it's touching the dam to the mizbeach. That's what's mashon the braisa by us. I've heard b'shem the briskarav. The briskarav fell not this way. That the briskarav said, based on the gemara of Avodah Zara, got to be the chiv of Avodah Zara that says there that it has to be dumya zipnim. That zrika, just like the zrika bifnim is a zrika mishtaberes, so too a zrika of Avodah Zara also needs a zrika mishtaberes. So Biskrov said that vice says that all zrikas of all karbonis needs that it's mishtaber, that the dam is thrown to the mizbeach and then the dam splatters. But if you put your dam finger to the mizbeach, the dam won't splatter. Here this is from Rabbi Burn Shimashin the Biskrov. I didn't see it brought down in Sfarim. And he said that Lachar, it's not clear how to learn this brace of what's lashon of mechate v'yirid, what that lashon means is not so clear. But his makar was from that gemara in Avodah Zarah that you need a zrika mishtaberes. Another point in this brisa says that you do the hazah, the nesina, sorry, ad shemechala kol adam sheba etzba, to finish up all the dam. So the Mikdash David, it says that this is a klal always. That always l'chatchila, you should finish up all the dam that's on your finger. So he says, when the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, when you finish doing the Hazayis of the Parah, you're Mekaneach Yodai, Pagufa Shal Parah. He says it's only talking about when you were not able to get all the dam off your finger. If you can't get all the dam off your finger, so you can. That's what's Mavur here. That's the correct, proper way to do the Nesina of Dam Chatas. Another point here is Gemara says that the Chutsha Sikra, it's in the middle of the Zbeach, Lahavdil Ben Doma Yoyim Ladoma Tachtoinim. It's learned out of Hoysa Reshus Archatia Mizbeach. This chuta sikra way made him, it was a mechitza, to mechalik between the dam on the top of the mizbeach and the dam on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So it's mashmul chayim in the Gemara that the whole inyan of the chuta sikra is instead of the reshes. In the mizbeach that was in the Mishkan, there was a reshes, and that was mechalik between dam melayonim and dam atachtoinim. But now that, but the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, that did not have this reshes, so how do we know the difference between the dam al-yayinim and the dam al-tachtoinim? And that we needed the chut ha-sikra. That the already mashed in the Gemara. However, in the Brais and Melachas HaMishkan, in Perek Yud Aleph, it's mavur that even in the Mishkan, the Mizbeach that was in the Mishkan also had a chut ha-sikra. Chaim Kanievsky asks in his Perish Tam Medas on the Brais and Melachas HaMishkan, he asks that the Lachar doesn't work with our Gemara. Our Gemara is mavur that the inyan of the chut ha-sikra was to take the place of the reshes. When they had the reshes, came lachar, there was no need for the chut ha-sikra. Another point about this chut ha-sikra, it's the chakir of David Soloveitchik, it's chakir in the din of chut ha-sikra. If the chut ha-sikra itself, the mavdil between dam ha-yonim and dam ha-tachtoinim, it actually made the mechitza. And I know it's because whatever is above the chut is called lamaila, whatever is beneath the chut is called lamata. It's the mechitza was done a day the chut ha-sikra, or no? Be aside the there's a top half of the mizbeach and there's a bottom half of the mizbeach. Just now you're coming with this dam of the oil or a chatas, and you want to know where to put it. It's not so clear. How do we know where you're putting it? So the demarcation line is the chut ha-sikra, just to inform us the kohanim where to put the dam. But be aside the ikar chilik between lamayim and lamata is not a day the chut ha-sikra. It's me'etzem. There's l'mayla and l'mata. The chut ha-sikra, in a yeshivish way, is the chut ha-sikra a simin or a siba. is the Zechut HaSikra, is it what makes the top half top and the bottom half bottom? Or no, the top is top because it's the top and the bottom is the bottom because it's the bottom. Just to make it easier for the Kayhanim to put the Dam in the right place, Torah said, put a Zechut HaSikra. So now you know what's the top and what's the bottom. That's the Chakir of Reb Dovid Soloveitchik. He brought a Raya to this Chakir from the Gemara in Bechor is enough Yud Zayin. Gemara there is a needle in whether Efshar L'Tzamshim or Efshar L'Tzamshim. Could be that it's impossible to make things exactly. So the Gemara says there that if Efshar L'Tzamshim, so when you make the Chut HaSikra, you might not make it exactly in the half. You might make it a little bit higher or a little bit lower. And if you make it a little bit higher, so now you come to do, you put the Dam Oila, which needs to be Lamata, you put it right underneath the Chut HaSikra, and it's really the top half of the Mizbeach. And it's puzzle because Oila needs to be Lamata, and you put the Oila Lamaila. That's the question of the Gemara there, the Mechari Shazayin and Mabes. Answers the Gemara that if it's Lamata or Yeshua Tzamsim, you don't, it's advisable not to put the Dam right next to the Chut HaSikra. Put it a little bit further down, or the Dam Chata's a little bit further up, to make sure that you're not getting too close to the border. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. But we see in the Gemara that if you put the Chut HaSikra not exactly at the half, but a little bit off from the half, so still what's Kaveh L'mayla L'mata is not the Chut HaSikra. It's what's Kaveh is what's called the top and what's really the top and what's really the bottom. Again, because before the question of the Gemara that if the Chut HaSikra is a little bit above the top half of the Mizbeach and then you put Dam right underneath the Chut HaSikra, that Dam is called being put on the top half of the Mizbeach, even though it's under the Chut HaSikra. So the Mavur L'chayra clearly from the Gemara that B'Yisoy, the what Lamaila is Lamaila, and Lamata is Lamata. And the Chut HaSikra is only a simit, it's not a Siba. The Chut HaSikra is just to help us to know where the right place is. And if the Chut is a little bit off, then we'll be making mistakes. But it's not the Chut itself really has a Din Mechitza. That's how it's would be Mucha from the Gemara there. In our Gemara, it's more Gishmak to learn that the Chut actually has Din Mechitza. Mechitza means it itself makes the chiluk, makes the chitzui. It makes the differentiation in the two halves of the Mizbeach. That would be more Gishmak in our Gemara, but L'chayr from the Gemara in Mechayr is it's Muchach, that all it is a Simen B'Alma, and it's not the Siva. Arkan for the Dinim of Chatos. Now we start the Mishnah of Oila, Namad Beis. The Mishnah says that Oila is Kachay Kachim, Shechitos Batzofen, Kibodom B'Klisharis Batzofen, and it needs Hefshit V'Nituach. So our mission says that Oila needs Hefshit V'Nituach. In all the Mishnayos previously and afterwards, there's no mention of Hefshit V'Nituach. So Nituach obviously is a unique din by Oila. Nituach means cutting it up into the Evarim in order to be makir on the Mizbeach, Evar. So that's about a unique din by Oila. However, the din of Hefshit, L'chayr applies to other Karbanos also. To get the Basar off of the Ar needs Hefshit. L'chayr the din should apply to other Karbanos. And then is the Rambam, in Maisa Karbanos Perakei Aloch Yurches, brings this in by other Karbanos also. All Karbanos need Hefshit. But in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, we only find the Din Hefshit by Oila. A similar Mishnah in Tamura and Daf Yurchesim and Biz says that Tamuras Oila is Ke'oila, for which Dinim, that needs Hefshit V'Nituach. And all other Dini Tamura there, that Tamuras Shlomim is Kishlomim, it does not say that it needs Hefshit. It's Mashma that the Din Hefshit is unique to Oila. In the Sefer Mishmar Levi, it's Mayrachabet, is that we know Chorim Mashmayis or the Mishnayis, or the Rambam is more not the way that it is a din klali. It applies even to other Karbanos. Oh. Another point in this Mishnah by Oila is that the Mishnah leaves out Shirayim. In the previous Mishnayis, it's mentioned Shirayim, both by Chatois HaPnimiyos and by Chatois HaChitzenios. It mentions Shvicha Shirayim. And then by Oila, and from here on, there's no mention Bichlal of Shvicha Shirayim. What happened to Shvicha Shirayim? Where did it get lost? So Teizah brings from Rabbeinu Moshe Mipuntaiza. Teizah Meshach Ha'Oila. The Oila B'Zrigas Kli. B'Zimun the Lesba Shirayim. Kichatoiz the Be'etzba. Yevshur B'Loi Shirayim. That Oila needs Zrika with a Kli. So you might not have Shirayim left over. So the Mashenke Nechatos that you do with an Etzba, there'll always be Shirayim in the end. What he means to say, Ramesha Mipuntaiza, is that there's no mitzvah to leave over dam for Shirayim. The whole inyan of Shirayim is if there's dam left over, then what do you do with it? You use it for shirayim. But lachatchilo, you don't have to make sure there's dam for shirayim. By chatzos, naturally there'll be dam for shirayim because you're only putting a little bit with your finger. There's so much dam in the par, so there'll be always dam left over for shirayim. But by oila, or anything that needs a zrika b'kli, so if all the dam comes out, it's fine. There's no inyan to save dam for shirayim. Beisoid gorger moishiv mutai is also chatzos. There's no inyan to save dam for shirayim. Just practically, there always will be dam. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Mipun Taizel. It's also Mavura this way in Rashi and Aflam Zayin and Madalaf and many and other places. Rashi says that in Nishar, the old din of Shicha Shiraim is if there's dam left over, then you put the dam on the Yisoid. But we don't, there's no Indian that we have to leave over dam for Shiraim. However, Taiz by us argues on Rav Moshe Mipun Taizel, and Mavura also argues with Rashi. Taiz says, V'loi Nihira, the Kula Shmaitze Muchachas, the Mitzvah B'matan Shiraim. He says, the whole sugya is muchach, there's a mitzvah to do shirayim. Taiz means that there's a mitzvah to leave over dam. Shirayim is a mitzvah. Where does Taiz see this in the whole sugya? Not clear to me. Definitely from the Ma'adamah shirayim is ma'akev. That's clear that there's a mitzvah to do shirayim. Because if not, you won't have a kiyum in the karban if you don't have shirayim. But l'chayr, if you hold that shirayim is lay ma'akev, which is the way we hold, then Laima Tzim that there's a mitzvah to leave over dam for Shirai. Kanira, what Taiz means to say is that the Gemara doesn't say that the Nafkamin and the two Shitas is whether you have to leave over dam for Shirai. The Gemara's master, the whole Nafkamina is it Ma'akev or not Ma'akev. Everyone holds Shirai is the same thing. Just that question is that Matana in the Korban Ma'akev? So if there's a man, the Omer that holds that Shirai is Ma'akev, but Korachacha means that it's another Kiyam Matana and Zrika in the Korban, that you need Shirayim. So even with the Dan, that Shirayim is not Ma'akev, but the Shirayim Avad is another mitzvah and Kiyum in the Karban. And therefore, it's a mitzvah, and you have to leave over Dan for Shirayim. That's Kanir, the B'shad, and Taisus. Rashi and Rashi and Mipataisa argue, they all know that the Mandam is that it's Ma'akev, so Bakarach, it's a new din that was said in Karban, that the Karban needs another Matana. But if Shirayim is not Ma'akev, then all it is a din in the Dan. Blazer Meisher Horowitz in the Horowitz in the back of the Gemara says, "Why say Alam the Shechila between Oyla and Shlamin? Why the Mishnah only says Shricha Shirayim by Chatos and not by Oyla? Says that by Oyla, because you put the dam keneged Yisoid, and the dam is going to get to the Yisoid, so there's no mitzvah to leave over dam for Shirayim. Here, meaning we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis." Whether there's mitzvah to leave over dam for shirayim or not, so it's a relation to Moshe that there's enough kamina between chatos and oila. By chatos, there's a mitzvah to leave over dam for shirayim because the dam never gets to the yisoid if you won't leave over dam for shirayim. So kadev there should be a kiyum of matan yisoid in the chatos. You should leave over dam for shirayim. By shenking by oila, where you put the dam keneged yisoid and the dam is going to get to the yisoid, so there's no way to leave over dam for shirayim. That's his pshara in the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. So mention one last shita about this, about on our Mishnah, why the Mishnah does not say Shrich Shirayim by Oila. The Ravid in the Peirush on Maseches Tamid, the fourth parak, brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim that like our Mishnah that Oila does not need Shirayim, doesn't need Shirayim bechlal. Even if you have dam left over, there's no inyan to do Shirayim by Oila. Even though the Mishnah says there in Tamid that there is a din of Shrich Shirayim by the Tamid, which is an Oila. Says Rabbi Ephraim, Tomid is different because it's hukash tachatas. But an oila, a regular oila, an oila siyochet, an oila sibur, no one can tell shirichas shirayim. Where's the chiddush? And all the Rishayin and Vayas argue on that. Just the old machlokes they have is whether you have to leave over the dam for shirayim or not. But if there is dam left over, everyone agrees that it needs shirichas shirayim. Well, another point here in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlokes Rav and Shmuel how to do the zrikas dam of oila. Rav says noisin v'chayzer v'noisin. You put on one side when you get to the keren mizrachis finis. So you put on the mizrach and then again put on the tzafin. And who adin my Rav is dreimus. You put on the amayrov and then again on the dorum. You do four matonis mamish. And Shmuel says no. You do shtaim sheim arba. Come in gam. You do it on the, you throw the dam on the corner and the dam splatters to both sides. And that's how you get a kiyum of both sides of the mizbech. The Gemara brings that it's really machlokes tanoim. the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's Naisin v'chayz or v'naisin, or it's kamin gamma. So the Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toida says that even Shmuel that says that you do kamin gamma, he agrees to Rav that you could be Naisin v'chayz or v'naisin. And it's possible, says the Chofetz Chaim, that it's better to do that way. You get each matan is separate, four separate matanas, each one with its own zrika. So Shmuel is saying you could do a shortcut. If you want, instead of wasting your time and doing noisein v'chayzer v'noisein, you could chab it all in one zrika. Do it on the corner and it'll splatter on both sides, come in gam, and then you get in one zrika, you get two zrikas. Kill two birds with one stone. But Shmuel agrees to Rav that it could be done come in gam. That's the word of the Chafetz Chaim. However, it's l'chor yesh l'hoyer b'zeh. That first we find always by Oyla the lashon is you do shtaim shem arba. L'chor l'fi Shmuel we understand that if you do kamin gam it's shtaim shem arba. But l'fi Rav l'chor it's never really shtaim shem arba. It's not never shtaim shem arba. It's four. Just you stand in two different places. You stand first in the corner of Mizrach Esfainis and then in the corner of Maravis Dreimus. But it's not really shtaim shem arba. It's arba shem arba. Just, you're doing it by standing in two different places. So, the Lashon of Shtayim Shem Arba is Shver Lefi Rav. And Lefi the Chofetz Chaim, it's even Shver Lefi Shmuel. Even Lefi Shmuel, that it's Kamin Gama, so it's really, the din is like Rav. You do four matonis. So Shmuel says, if you want, you can do it in a shortcut. You can throw in one and it'll splatter on both sides. So this Lashon of Shtayim Shem Arba, Lefi the Chofetz Chaim, is Shver Lekule Alma. That's a diktuk in Lashon. If you could argue in the lashon, what's more shver in the Chofetz Chaim is Rashi later on in the Ayin Hey, the Nidun by the Hazah of Mechatas of the Maim of the which has the Ezer of the Paraduma in it. There's a Nidun in the Gemara whether the Hazah Tzricha Shir or Lo Tzricha Shir, and also whether Zrikas Dam needs a Shir or does not need a Shir. So the Gemara the Lachatchila Toila both them together. Either both of them do need a shear, or both of them do not need a shear. So last starts of the Gemara, and the Ayin Hamad Beis, on the top of Ayin Hamad Beis, the Gemara says, V'ibay Seima, Hazah l'chud u'nesina l'chud. That Hazah does not need a shear, but Nesina, but Zrika's Dava of a Korban does need a shear. So Rashi says, Rashi different master, V'nesina's Dav to Mizbeach l'chud tzorech shear. She'iroi Adam l'shnei ruchay sakeren shal Mizbeach. Rashi says, what's the shear of the Zrika's Dav? That it needs enough that the dam should be seen on both sides of the keren. Rashi is a chiddush nifla, this Rashi. Why does the dam need to be seen on both sides of the keren? The keren only needs four matonis. Four matonis on four sides of the mizbeach. Lefi Rav, it's mamish four matonis. Lefi Shmuel, you chap rain four matonis with two zrikas. But it's still four, the keren's four different zrikas. And here Rashi says that the shear of the zrika is to be seen on both corners of the mizbeach, to be seen on the side tzofon and the side mizrach. Why do you need that? The shear should be one. That's the shear of zrika. The oil needs four zrikas. Mashman Rashi that lisufi Shmuel that the side of the zrika is a zrika of two kronos together, of two ruches. You do it in one keren. In this one keren, you do the zrika of tzofon and of mizrach. But that's really, it's one zrika that gets two corner, that gets two ruches, that gets two sides, two directions. It gets both tzofon and mizrach in one zrika. That's the best way to do the zrika. That's the ikar tzura of zrika of Yishmuel, is getting two sides of the mizbeach in one zrika. That's the shear of the zrika is to be done that way. That's mashmah nashi of Yishmuel. L'chayra im kein, Shmuel is bedafka. Shmuel is bedafka that it's to do dafka kamin gama. Not like the Chofetz Chaim says that it's Shmuel telling you a shortcut. No, Shmuel is telling you the ikar din. The ikar din is to do it in a way that you get both two directions of the mizbeach with one zrika. That Rashi that becomes a shir in the zrika that it needs shira lekan ulekan. Or maybe that's the lashon of shtayim shem arba. Because it's really you're doing two zrikas, which are four. You're getting four in two. And that's the ikar tzur of doing zrika lefi Shmuel. If so, we could go a step weiter that maybe even Rav agrees. Even Rav B'Yisrael agrees that the ikar way to do zrika is dafka shtayim shem arba. And you can't just walk around each side and do one zrika here, one zrika there, one zrika there. No, you have to dafka do zrika in the kronos. And in that you're getting two zrikas together, are done together. Just, lefi Rav, it was learned out of a pasuk, just like chatos needs pisuk. Chatos, when you do the zrikas of chatos, they need to be split up. So too, the zrikas of oil also need a pisuk. They also need to be split up. So you can't do it in the kamin gamma. You can't do it in one zrika. So you have to be noisein v'chayzer v'noisein. But it's dafka lechatchila tzura is to be done in one keren. In one keren you do mizrach and sofain. And then you go to the diagonal keren and there you do durum and mairuv. But it's a kiyum of shtayim sheim arba. That's a tzura, the way of doing zrika is shtayim sheim arba is one zrika in this keren gets two. And one zrika in the other keren gets another two. Just the way to do it is aide pisuk matonos. It's splitting it up into two separate zrikas from the kli. But it's still a key that here they were done two and there was done two. It's also shtayim sheim arba lefirav. And that could be that the Rashi later on in the Fayinay is even lefirav. That the shear of the zrika is kadesh yiroy lekan ulekan. That's the way the zrika is done. That the zrika really needs two. The zrika is not one, four times. No. Zrika is two twice. Two zrika shtayim sheim arba. That's the way to do zrika. You do zrika in two places and each zrika gets two directions. Just if you shmuel, it's with one zrika from the kli. And if you rav, it's with two zrikas from the kli. But everyone agrees that the zrika is really two sides. Two sides are being done in each zrika. And that's why the shear of the zrika is she'iroya, lekan ulekan, and divrei Rashi are also shapir, lekulei alma. L'chor be grishmaka mahalach, l'chor the times are not that way, but l'chor from divrei Rashi would be mashmazi. Why dafka does it need to be done dafka this way? What's the inyan to be done dafka in getting two in one? As we're saying both in Rav and in Shmuel. Can hear that's the way to do Saviv. As we mentioned earlier on Amad Aleph, that the Saviv that was said by Chatos was said in Kronos. It wasn't really said to do four directions. Dikr din Saviv by Chatos was said in four Kronos. And that's why even if it's done Amalekan, said it's also Kiyim of Saviv. Even though it could be you did two Matanas in the Mizrach and two Matanas in the Mairov. It's also called the Kiyim of Saviv. Because Saviv means chopping the four corners of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, and also by Oila can sign. Also by Oila. That you need to do four directions, but the four directions are an Eifin of Saviv, and Saviv is with the Keren. The Keren is you get two sides of the Keren. Oila, it's by Chatas, it means the four Kronos. And by Oila, because there was no Yesoid in the Keren, Dreimis Mizrachis. Bakorach Chatas can mean, by Oila. Bakorach cannot mean the four Kronos, Mamish. Because there was no a possibility of doing zrikas mat of oila in the dreimis mizrachis. So the way to do oila is by getting two kronos, but you get four ruchais in those two kronos. And the kiyum of saviv, the ikur kiyum of saviv is dafka to be done keneged the kronos. Svarim chadashim, that's mashma both from the lashon of shtayim sheim arba, and also from that the Rashi says that the shir of matana is Shira Lakan Ulakan. One other point about this is the Rambam in Psula Mukdashim, Perak Beis Alochates, says the Rambam, Nosan Hadam Min HaKeren V'Lifnim, Bein B'chatzos Bein B'Shar Kodshim, Bein B'Zvech HaPnimi Bein B'Zvech HaChitzoin, Posal. And you put the Dam, not Kneger HaKeren, you put it somewhere else on the Mizvech. So, whether this is B'chatzos or Shar Kodshim, B'Zvech HaPnimi or B'Zvech HaChitzoin, it's Posal. Not a good Zrika. For in the Rambam that the din that has to be put on the keren is ma'akev not only by chatos but also by other kachim. So by chatos we understand it says keren. By the other kachim, l'chayr the din is saviv to put in the four directions, the four sides of the mizbeach. Imkain, why should it be pasul? After l'chatchila you do it this way, you do it the shtayim sheim arba, but now you put the dam on all four sides of the mizbeach. So why should it be pasul? This Rambam, there's no gemara about this. This Rambam is a tosefta in Zvachim and in Yuma, is in the Rambam. It's Orach B'Yerav. Fidu Chavetz Chaim, no pshat in the Rambam. What's B'chal of Inyan that it needs, that you need to put it, that you need to put it there, and it's Ma'akev. It's Potzel. Fidu, we said that the din of Saviv requires Keren. Keren is a way to do Saviv. So we can understand that the way to do the Matan of Saviv on and this korban is dafkan keneged the keret. Even you put in all four directions, Mizrach, Mairav, Tzofa, and Doroi, put in all four directions, but if it wasn't put Keneged the Keren, then that's not the correct Chiv of Sofif. Until now we said it's Din Lechat Chilo. The Rambam, Mapiute Sefta, it's where the heart's even Makiv Vidyeva. The way of putting the Dam is, Dafka is Keneged the Keren. Or the Achronim are very bothered that the Mishnah of Chavav, when it says that you put the Dam in the wrong place, the Mishnah there says puzzle, and the Machlok is in the Gemara, whether it's puzzle entirely, or only the Basar is puzzle. Before that it's puzzle, the Mishnah says you put it, Shalei Keneged HaYisoid. The Mishnah doesn't say that you put it, Shalei Keneged HaKeret. Because at least by Oyla Lachar, the Keren is not said in the Pasuk Bechlal. So why should it be Ma'akev? Even by Chatzos is not clear that it's Ma'akev, but Kol Shekein by Oyla, why should it be Ma'akev? Keneged HaYisoid is that's the Kviyas Makon. But Keneged HaKeren, Lo Matzino anywhere that it's Ma'akev. Not clear because of the Keren Oira and the Chavetz Chaim and Chazon Ish. They're very bothered by this Shita of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? And even more so that in the Rambam it's Mashma that here there's not even an Adin of Shalei B'mkoyim Mekim B'koyimoy. The Sima Soshin on Rambam is Mashma that it's Puzzle entirely. It's Puzzle. Mashma that here even the Bible don't get a Kaparo. Afterwards in Halacha Yud, the Rambam, this is Halacha Tes. Halacha Yud, the Rambam brings the Mishnah and Daf Chavav, all the Shinim Atonis there. And there the Rambam says that it works for kapara. But here in this halacha, the Rambam is mashing that it's puzzle entirely. So it's a pella agabe pella. Firstly, bechlal, why is this makom makiv? The din of keren by oila isn't mefurish anywhere in the pasuk. Even if he darkenu that it's learned out of saviv. So at most it's a din lechatchila. Saviv also din lechatchila. But you could do one matana of an oila, you weren't makayim saviv. The oila is kosher. Four matonis, the din of Sovet by Oilo is a lechatchila. The mission, the min of Beis Shammai, the one maton is makiv b'di'evet, by all karbonis, except for chatoz apnimius, you only need one maton of b'di'evet. So if you're not makayim Sovet, it's not going to be makiv b'di'evet. So if the whole Indian here is to get Sovet, Sovet itself is only lechatchila. Elamai, there's some din keren by Oilo, which is a din by itself. Even without a din Sovet, you need keren by Oilo. We don't know where it says this. And we don't know where it says it even lechatchila. Kol Shekein, we don't know where it says it la'akif. And here it's going to be the biggest psul that there won't even be a din of shalei b'mekoyim mekim mekoyimai to get kapara for the bailam. Pele otzum in the Rambam, mitzvah liyashev to save shot in this Rambam. No good shot. But one other Rambam that's related to this, the Rambam in Baiser Karbonis, Perakei Halach Yud Zayin, Rambam says the following. Habachor Rabbeitzer Rabbesach, Dam Kol Echem Mehen, Ton Matona Achas, Beshvicha, Keneged HaYesoid. Habachor Rabbeitzer Rabbesach need one Matona, Keneged HaYesoid. Pe'ezo Yeruach Sheyirtze, Mishalosh Zovios HaMizbeach. Sheikaren Mizrach is Droimis, Lohelo Yesoid, Kemosh HaBiyarnu. You can choose whichever one you want of the three corners of the Mizbeach. Because you can't put it on Mizrach is Droimis, because there's no Yesoid over there. But it's Mashon the Rambam that you need to put it on a Zovios, you need to put it on a corner. The Rambam was talking about directions. You can put it any direction where there is a yesoid. Also, Mizrachis, on some chiluk of it, there is a yesoid. And also, Dreimis, on some chiluk of it, there is a yesoid. You can put it on any side that you want. Elamai, before in the Rambam, no, you need to put a davka on a keren. On a zovis, on a keren. So this is also a pellet. Here, the we said that the dim keren by oila is learned out of the dim soviv. You need four matonas. But Bechor Meisher and Pesach only need one matana. They only need one matana bechlal. One matan is enough. And still the Rambam is before that there's a din keren. Where does that come from? Where do we get a din keren by Bechor Meisher and Pesach? There's din keneged HaYesoid, but the din keren. So that works in tandem with this Rambam that we just saw. That the Rambam held that by all karbonis is din keren, which is ma'akif. The Rambam has some new makar for a din keren. That's by even by karbonis where there's no din saviv, you need keren. And here in the Rambam Shulam Adarshim is before that it's Ma'akif. Great the Chidushim in the Rambam here about the Keret. And it's mitzvah again, it's a mitzvah liyashiv, this whole union of the Rambam. That's for the Rambam, and I don't have any good yeshiv for the Rambam. But by the Ikra Adover, we want to lulay the Rambam, that explain the Ikra Sugi of Kamin Gam, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that the Yisoid Maton of Oila is always Shtayim, is Shtayim Shem Arba. And the kiyum of Keren, that was the kiyum of Saviv that was said by Oila, was the way to do it in the Kronos. The Kronos is in that there's a kiyum of saviv. So if you Shmuel, you get it on the keren mamish, and if you Rav, you do we learn out that you need a piece of matanas, but the piece is also a way to do the to mekayim the din saviv of the kronos. And as we said, that's what also we saw that on Amud Aleph by Chatos. Chatos, that even though there's a din saviv, but the ikur din saviv wasn't mean four directions. The ikur din saviv is to get the four kronos of the mizbech. Ad kan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.